Chapter 17. And the lot came to be for the tribe of Manasseh, because he was Joseph's firstborn, for Machir, the firstborn of Manasseh, the father of Gilead, because he was one who proved to be a man of war, and Gilead and Bashan came to belong to him. And there came to be a lot for the sons of Manasseh who were left over, according to their families, for the sons of Abiezer, and the sons of Helek, and the sons of Azrael, and the sons of Shechem, and the sons of Hepher, and the sons of Shemida. These were the sons of Manasseh the son of Joseph, the males according to their families. As for Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, he proved to have not sons, but daughters, and these were the names of his daughters, Mahlah and Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. So they presented themselves before Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the chieftains, saying, Jehovah it was who commanded Moses to give us an inheritance in the midst of our brothers. Accordingly, he gave them, at the order of Jehovah, an inheritance in the midst of the brothers of their father. And there were 10 allotments falling to Manasseh apart from the land of Gilead and Bashan, which were on the other side of the Jordan. For the daughters of Manasseh came into an inheritance in the midst of his sons, and the land of Gilead became the property of the sons of Manasseh who were left over. And the boundary of Manasseh came to be from Asher to Michmetheth, which is in front of Shechem, and the boundary moved to the right to the inhabitants of Entappuah. The land of Tappuah became Manasseh's, but Tappuah at the boundary of Manasseh belonged to the sons of Ephraim. And the boundary went down to the torrent valley of Cana, southward to the torrent valley of these cities of Ephraim in the midst of the cities of Manasseh. And the boundary of Manasseh was on the north of the torrent valley, and its termination came to be at the sea. To the south it was Ephraim's, and to the north Manasseh's. And the sea came to be his boundary, and on the north they reached to Asher, and on the east to Issachar. And there came to belong to Manasseh and Issachar, and in Asher Bethshean, and its dependent towns, and Ibleam, and its dependent towns, and the inhabitants of Dor and its dependent towns, and the inhabitants of Endor and its dependent towns, and the inhabitants of Taanach and its dependent towns, and the inhabitants of Megiddo and its dependent towns, three of the heights. And the sons of Manasseh did not prove able to take possession of these cities, but the Canaanites persisted in dwelling in this land. And it turned out that when the sons of Israel had grown strong, they went putting the Canaanites at forced labor, and they did not dispossess them entirely. And the sons of Joseph proceeded to speak with Joshua, saying, Why is it that you have given me as an inheritance one lot and one allotment, whereas I am a numerous people for the reason that Jehovah has blessed me until now? At this Joshua said to them, If you are a numerous people, go your way up to the forest, and you must cut it down for yourself there in the land of the Perizzites and the Rephaim, because the mountainous region of Ephraim has become too narrow for you. Then the sons of Joseph said, The mountainous region is not enough for us, and there are war chariots with iron scythes among all the Canaanites dwelling in the land of the low plain, both those who are in Bethshean and its dependent towns, and those who are in the low plain of Jezreel. So Joshua said this to the house of Joseph, to Ephraim and Manasseh, A numerous people you are, and great power is yours. You ought not to get one lot, but the mountainous region should become yours. Because it is a forest, you must cut it down, and it must become the termination point for you. For you should drive away the Canaanites, although they have war chariots with iron scythes, and they are strong.